Real Good News from God's Word is brought to you from the all-new Appalachian Running Company, located in Altoona. I'm Todd Lewis, and I'm offering a message today of faith and assurance. This is Real Good News, that you can trust in God, His promises are true and everlasting. I've been praying for you. My prayer is that God's Word will change your life, helping you to find peace and assurance. Today's good news are the words of Jesus from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. May we be blessed in this reading of God's holy word. In the few sentences I read, Jesus references the word worry 6 times. For many people, worrying is a constant and consistent problem. Worrying about money, health, family, relationships, or even the unknown takes a toll on our minds, our bodies, and our relationships. Many people that are troubled have trouble sleeping at night. Their brain will not shut off. The worrying has activated a part of their mind that keeps tossing and turning, like your head on the pillow, and it's a form of stress that is using up energy. This can shorten your life, but even if it doesn't affect how long you live, it affects how well you live. The person that is worrying is living in fear and not enjoying each day or each night. Worrying can also affect our bodies. The energy that is being used up is energy that could be put into fun activities or positive activities. But because of the anxiety, the fear of not knowing, and the worry about the future, our positive energy has turned into negative energy. This is completely the opposite of what God wants for us. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and God our Father wants us to put our trust in Him. Peace and trust are two concepts that are hard to find on earth. Instead of peace, we live in conflict. Neighbors build fences or call the police on other neighbors. Family members squabble and fight. Even strangers on the street or on the highways are quick to curse us. In the cities, we see rioting and violence. Here in the country, we experience our own versions of vandalism, trespassing, and harassment. God has a better way, but to change the way you live, we must change whom we serve. If we are living selfishly, we will always struggle with jealousy and pride. By accepting Jesus, we are seeking righteousness, living the right way. Trust is the other concept that is hard to find on earth. It's hard to trust other people. We ask someone to help us, and they refuse or let us down. Some people take advantage. We loan them money, and they don't pay us back. We let them use our tools or our car and find out that our property is damaged or doesn't get returned. To have trust is to have confidence that we won't be harmed or taken advantage of. You are quite possibly a fool if you trust someone that you don't know well. This is why we need to get to know God better, because as we grow closer to Him, we can have more and more confidence in Him. His promises are true, but that doesn't mean much to you if you don't know the promises. We learn more about God when we read about Him in His Word. The Bible tells us faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If we want to grow in our faith, we must spend more time learning about God in the Bible. Jesus tells us to store our treasure in heaven and to seek the kingdom of God. God has a wonderful treasure in store for you. God is the King of Kings, and He wants you to be part of His royal family. The treasure in heaven that Jesus talks about is the reward for righteous living, living the right way, and joining God's family. The kingdom of God is being offered to you as you open the door to Jesus. Hear again the words of Jesus from Matthew chapter 6. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will He not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. The real good news of God's salvation is found in His holy word, the Bible. I encourage you to read the words of Jesus that are given to us in the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and to learn about how Jesus showed His love to the men, women, and children of His homeland. By learning about Jesus, we can learn about God's love for us as well. God's Word is real good news for all of mankind. Today's good news is brought to you by the all-new Appalachian Running Company.